Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We will be glad in it. We thank opportunity to come before you, the people of God, that you can hear the word of God. And yes, the word of God comes with power and it comes with his anointing. We are getting ready to go before the throne of grace in the midst of this program. We want you, as we begin to, before we preach the word of God, you still have time to call a neighbor and call a friend. Tell them that let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise thy name. We thank you, God, for the great, for the mighty things, God, that you have done. Great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word how we hid in our heart. God, that we will not sin against thee. Lord, bless your people today, even as they hear the word of God. Your word say, faith comes by hearing by the word of God. God, we pray, God, now, that if there is any infirmity, any sickness, any diseases, God, that they'll be healed as the spoken word is spoken through these airways. God, that faith will come alive, that they'll know that, God, that you are God and you're God all by yourself. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I am the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we are excited about the word of God. Why? Because the word of God brings life. The word of God gives us strength. The word of God gives us that ability to go forth, to go on, to proceed, to trust in God, to be not afraid, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. There are so many things that the word of God will do for one that believes. So today you find us in the word of God, as you do on every Wednesday and Friday morning. Today you're going to find us in the book of Matthew, and we're going to look at that ninth chapter of Matthew and beginning at that 18th verse. And it reads, "And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a ruler and worshiped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples." See, at the beginning here, as you begin to look at this word of God, we see in here a ruler. He was a ruler of a synagogue. And he came to Jesus. He didn't just come just to become it. He came on a mission. You know, it's good to come to Jesus just to be coming. But he came because he was in need. His daughter could not come because she was very ill. And she was at the point of death. But yet, the father, because of the faith that he had in God. You see, at many times when God's word comes forth and we can take hold of faith and believe God's word, believe that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, above all that we think. So here, the ruler came, and he came to Jesus. And when we look at in Mark, the 5th chapter, and the 22nd to the 43rd verse, and Luke, the 8th chapter, the 41st through the 56th verse, you will see that the same incident, the same thing that we're talking about this morning, the same healing that was being manifested. And when the writer had written it, it tells us that this ruler name was Jairus. He had this daughter. He had the daughter that he loved. He had a daughter that he was concerned about. A daughter that he could not heal himself. And apparently there was nobody else that could be able to bring about healing. But he heard and he knew about Jesus. And he knew that Jesus was a healer. And Jesus was his hope in getting his daughter healed from whatever infirmity, whatever sickness that this child had. So therefore, we read the word of God. He said there in that 18th verse again, while he spake these things, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him. He worshipped a God. He knew that his deity, that was this man, had deity and authority. He knew that there was something different about Jesus. Can the world tell? Can the world see that there is something different about you? The word of God said, let your light so shine before men that others will see our good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Here he came to worship Jesus, and he said, my daughter is even now. And he had so much of faith because he said he even now, he knew that his daughter was at the point of death. He knew that even as he was coming to Jesus, his daughter may have already been dead. But what he is saying to Jesus, it tells us that this man had great faith. He had faith in him, in the master. He had faith in the Almighty God. He said to Jesus, he said, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Come on. He said, if you come, Jesus, and if you lay your hand upon my daughter, and she shall live. I can imagine this being the daughter. A daughter is so precious to a parent, to a mother, to a father. And he did not want to lose his daughter. He didn't want his daughter to die. So therefore, he came to someone that had the power to heal. And he came to Jesus because Jesus was able to do just as he said, because he said to come and lay thy hand upon her and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And on the way, in order to see his daughter, bring about the healing to his daughter, there was another woman. And this woman had a issue. I don't know about you what kind of issue you have. This woman, the word of God says in that 20th verse of that 9th chapter of Matthew, and it says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. When we read the word of God, we see in these incidents, in the word of God, as we read with a man, a woman, wanted his daughter to be healed, he had faith to believe that Jesus could heal. Remember, he said to come lay your hand upon her. And then this woman who had a disease for 12 talking about a month. I'm not talking about 6 months or a year. I'm talking about 12 years. This woman was suffering with an infirmity. This woman had a issue of blood. This woman needed to be healed. I can imagine she losing a lot of blood. I can imagine the disease that had her, that infirmity that had her bowed, that had her sick, and had her spending her money trying to be healed. I don't know if there's anybody out there that has been going to a physician. And there's, I thank God for every physician that God have allowed to practice and to be upon this earth. I thank God for every physician that's in the doctor's office. I thank God for every physician that's in the hospital. But I thank God for the great physician. I thank God because he is a healer and he is a deliverer. So here we see in the word of God that this woman had was suffering with an issue of blood for 12 years, and she came, listen, she came behind Jesus, and she touched, come on, she touched the hem of his garment, and she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. All I got to do is just touch the hem of his garment, because this is not an ordinary man. This is the Savior. This is the Lord. He is the supernatural healing. He is the God that's able to do supernatural things. He is a God that's going to deliver me and make me whole from the infirmity, from the sickness that I have been experiencing for the last 12 years. So she didn't talk to anybody about this, but the word says, and she came. She said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, if I can get close enough to just touch his garment. Somebody today need to get close enough to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Come on. You need to go close enough in your faith that you can trust Jesus to know that whatever is going on with you, whatever is going on with your family, whatever is going on with your job, whatever it is that you have been experiencing in your home, Jesus is able to make it all right. So she had faith to believe it. I don't have to touch his skin. I don't per se have to touch Jesus himself, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment. She had faith to believe that she was going to be made whole. But look at the 22nd verse of that 9th chapter of Matthew. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Jesus knew, although she touched his garment. You know, if you're going to touch somebody's going to feel that touch. They're going to feel you touching them. But this lady, she touched his garment. And Jesus knew that there was a difference. He knew that there was faith around him. He knew that there was somebody that needed something from him. There was somebody that was reaching out. Somebody was tired. Somebody was sick. Somebody was that disturbed. Somebody that needed him to bless them and to bring about a healing in their mind and their body and their soul and their spirit. I can imagine the things that this woman was going through. Yes, she had an issue of blood. Yes, she had infirmity. She had all of this long time. But yet, I can can measure people going through different things in their mind because of the fact that it may not directly be what this woman had of this issue of blood, and there may not exactly be what this woman was going through, but yet, in the mind of things that you may be counting in your mind. I believe that God is today and every day. He is a mind fixer. He is a heart regulator. So no matter what you may be going through, you know, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Great is our faith when we can put our faith in God. The word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. She didn't even, it hadn't happened. She hadn't been whole, but yet when she believes in her heart, if I can just touch him, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. The man that daughter was sick unto death, he just said, he knew what was in his heart, that even she had already died. But yet you lay your hand upon her, she is going to be all right. So let our faith this morning, let it go into that direction that no matter what may be going on in your life, you have to believe God. The word of God says, Jesus turned to her. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith, come on, it's faith in God. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. God killed this woman because she had faith to believe God. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the ministers and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth, and they locked him to scorn. They knew that the ruler's daughter had already died. They knew that in their self that this child was already dead. But Jesus, when he seen them, but he seen the noise, and he knew that they were grieving over this child. And they're in themselves thinking that it's all over. Now, sometimes we can be so religious in our thinking, and we can so be without faith that we don't believe God. Because we have to know that it is not over until God says it's over. When we began to look at this 24th verse, Jesus said, give place. He let them know the maid is not dead, but she's sleeping. Don't you remember that is what God was telling the people, his disciples, about Lazarus, that Lazarus was asleep and he was going to wake him out of sleep. It wasn't permanent. Yes, in the natural, Lazarus had died. In the natural, the doctors would pronounce him dead. Come on. And the fact was that he was buried. He was actually, they had put him in the cave. They had put him inside of the sepulcher. They had put him inside of the cave for his tomb where they had there where they have put him away, and he had been there 4 days. And in the natural, you would think, in the natural, if you didn't have faith, if you didn't have confidence in God, if you didn't know God, that it was all over. It was all over. How in the natural could a man could be in a grave, be in a place, in a tomb, and had died 4 days, breath out of his body, rigor mortis have set in, not able to move in his legs, and is not able to blink his eyes, not able to breathe, can't hear, can't talk, can't walk. None of these things happen. But you have to remember that's in the natural. That's not in the spirit. That's what you see, but that is not what God sees. And when we look at God, when we look at what he was about to do, he tried to let them know that the maiden, the girl, that child, she was not dead, but she was asleep. And you know what they did? They began to laugh and they began to scorn because they were there themselves. You know, you must be crazy. What's wrong with you? This girl is dead. This maiden is dead. And they locked in the score. But when the people was put forth, they put Jesus, put them forth out. Because you need, when you're getting ready to walk in faith, sometimes people are not going to walk with you, and they're not going to believe God like you believe in God. If you believe God to that he's going to pay this house note, and somebody behind you saying, no, he's not. Come on. If you believe that God's going to save your child, and the devil or somebody says that, no, he's not. If you believe that God's going to pay that deal that you need to be able to stay in your home, and they're saying, no, he's not. If you think there's a job that you need, and you believe in God, and against all odds, it looks like it's not going to happen, but you're saying that, yes, he is. God is going to do this. And the devil's saying, no, he's not. No, he's not. Then who are you going to believe? What report are you going to believe? Jesus telling them that the maiden was slain. They laughed and they scorned. So Jesus had to put them forth. He had to put them out because he wanted people in there. And he knew they had some faith. He needed people surrounding him that was going to stand on his word. He knew within himself, see, with God, there is nothing too hard. There's nothing too complicated. There's nothing that's impossible. And even if he was in there by himself, he knew what he was going to do. Come on. When Lazarus was sick, Jesus didn't go right immediately to him because he needed for the people that faith to be built so they would know that God can be glorified, that a healing was going to take place. That they could, their faith would grow stronger and that they could believe God. Sometimes situations in our lives happen and we have to stand on God's word. We have to stand on that solid rock. There's a song that says, on that solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So somebody needs to know today, it's not what you hear, and it's certain that it's not what you see. They laughed. They wanted to scorn him because he said that she sleepeth. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand. Come on. And the maiden arose. They thought that it was over, but it was not over. Jesus took her by the hand and the child arose. She arose. She was able to get up. She was laying down, and she was able to get up. And the fame went abroad into all of the land. And then we see. I want you to see this morning the power of God. This is the hour of power broadcast. And I need you, and I believe the Lord will have me to let you know that he is able to do any and everything. That he's able to heal the infirmity of that sickness, of that disease that you may have in your body. He is able to make a way where it seems to be no way. And when we began to look at that 27th verse of the 9th chapter of Matthew, we see there were two men, two blind men that could not see. And when Jesus departed, that two blind men followed him crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye?" Come on. He asked them this question. He's asking you this question. You may not be physically blind, and maybe you are. But you may be spiritually blind. Or you may have infirmity in your body. But Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this?" And they said unto him, Yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes. It was two blind men. And he said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But they went and they were departed, and they spread abroad his fame in all that country. They were so happy that they went and they told people of what Jesus had done. And then I'm still talking about the power of God. Somebody need to hear me today. I don't know what city that you reside in. I don't know whether you live in Texas or Washington, D.C. or Chicago, Illinois. I don't know what city you reside in, but I do know that God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. Yes, Jacksonville, wake up and know that God is God. Those that are worrying and distressed, God is able to give you peace. But even as he told the blind man, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this," if you believe that I'm able, whatever stressing you out, whatever making you feel sick in your body, do you believe that I'm able to take care of this thing? Don't you believe that I'm able to do this? And their answer was yes. They agreed. They knew that God was able to do this. But then we see in that 32nd verse of the 9th chapter of Matthew, "And as they went out, behold, there brought to him a dumb man, and he not only was dumb, but he was possessed with a devil." Come on. And the word of God tell us, they brought him, this man, who was possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. He couldn't speak before, but he began to speak. And the multitude This is what God wants people faith. See, there are multitudes. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are hearing me this morning. And I'm going to step out in faith, and I believe that there is millions of people that are listening and that will be listening to this message. And you have to believe that God is able to do all things. This man was dumb, could not speak. And not only was he speaking, but was possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out of him, see, Jesus cast out devils. And there are men and women of God that fear casting out demons and devils. Come on. And the multitude marveled. The people marveled, saying it was never so seen in Israel. There are devils and there are demons, even as we speak. And they are positioning themselves in the man and the body and the soul and the spirit of people. And those people need to be delivered. They need to be made free. For whom the word of God, for whom the Son has made free, is free indeed. There are demons and devils that use people to do all kinds of things. We see weeks ago when that demonic spirit used this man with that lunatic spirit that came in and killed 20 children and 6 adults. We see how they go and the lunatic and the demonic spirit goes into theaters and killing people. Goes to shopping center and killing people. That demonic spirit, that demon, need to be dealt with. It needs to be cast out. But we see that God is able. When we pray, the word of God say that in Matthew, I believe in that 6th chapter, he showed us as men and women how to pray. And he said when we pray, he said, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Come on. Our daily bread. We need some bread. We need the word of God. We need the word of God. Our daily bread. We need bread. We need the bread of heaven. We need God to fill us. We need God to fill our hearts and our minds. We need God to fill our soul. We need the word of God so that we can live and not die. So we hear the word of God. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debt. And we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from all that is evil. That's why the word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, he said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin. He said that he will heal the land. I believe that it's praying time. I believe that the people need to pray. I believe that they need to pray, and I believe that they need to seek the face of God. The enemy know that there is power in prayer. The enemy do not want you to pray. He wants you to sleep. He wants you to be tired. He wants you to think it's a hopeless situation. But there is power through prayer. There is power through the spoken word. Or we can stand on the word of God. The Lord demonstrated his power in that woman that had the issue of blood. He demonstrated his power and the man that was two men that were blind and could not see. He demonstrated it in the man's daughter that had died, and he brought back to life. He demonstrated this man that was dumb and could not speak and had devils, demons that was in operation in his life. So what did he do? He cast them out. So I'm saying to you today that the God that we serve, the word of God that is only the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. What he did yesterday, he will do on today. So we cannot let our faith die. But we must build our faith. And here on the Our Power broadcast, God wants me to show you and to let you know that the power, there's power in him. There's power in that word. His power in you. God gave his disciples the power that they needed to cast out demons and devils, to heal the sick, and God, and raise the dead. And God will give you that same power if you just believe God and walk in his word. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise thy name. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you're doing according to your word. We thank you, dear God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word, how we hear in our heart that we would not sin against thee. Father, today, Lord God, today, there are many that are sick with infirmities. There are many needs out there that need, Father God, healing in their bodies, God, mentally, physically. God, they need to be even financially, Lord God. I pray even now as I pray, as your servant, as your vessel. Father, I send the word, God, to the people, to the four corners of this earth. I pray even now, those that are blind, come on, God, those that are blind and cannot see. I pray, God, even now, God, that even, God, as they believe your word, God, that they'll be healed and that they, too, will be able to see like those two blind men. God, the woman that had the issue of blood, Father, I pray, God, even now, that woman that had to go to the hospital and go into a doctor, spending the money, God, because of the fact that there is an issue, Lord God, within her, it was in her body. I pray healing right now. Come on. Father, I thank you right now. I pray even now, God, that person that is suffering with heart disease, Lord, I pray healing for them. God, this very day and hour, this very minute, I pray healing, God. I send the word, God. I send the word of healing, God, to those, Lord God, that is having infirmity and sickness in their body, in their heart. And, Lord, I thank you right now. Father, those that are lost hope, and, God, those that are sick, those that are distressed, I pray, God, even now, to let them know through this word of God that you are the hope of glory and that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, as I pray, Lord, I pray healing, whatever the circumstances may be, I pray healing right now. And God, for those that are not saved, God, you said to ask and it shall be given. I ask you, Lord, that they would give their life unto you. God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. God, your word says that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I claim it by faith that these individuals that are not saved, some that are backsliding, I pray, God, that they will give their heart to you. And, Father, by faith, Lord, let them receive it. Let them, Father God, know that you are God and God all by yourself. God, cast every sin unto the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Cause I've got to do that. New creature in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. All things become new. And Father, we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Tune in with us on next Wednesday as we again let you see and hear the power of God, that you, your faith will be built and become stronger, and that you will work the work of God, and that you will tell somebody that Jesus is a healer, he is a deliverer, he came to seek and to save them that are lost. May God richest blessings be upon you today, now, and forever. May the peace of God be with you now. It's my prayer.